Viter in Shasper and Kedushin Daf Nun Gimel, picking up on Nun Bezim and Bez Badabam on the page. Four lines up from the bottom, last towards the end of the line. Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. We're talking about a case over here that if someone gets married to a woman with his portion of a carbon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Megudeshes, he says that it works. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Megudeshes, it doesn't work. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shnei Mikarech Darshu. They both of them darshan from the same pasuk they get their shtickle from. Because when it talks about the Kohanim, the chilek that they get, it says, Zeye lecha mikodesh kadoshim min ha'esh. This should be yours of the kodesh kadoshim from of kodesh kadoshim from the fire. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says that mikudeshes, that the taka married, if he marries with his chilek of it, he says, Savar lecha ulechol tzarchecha, for you and for all your needs. It belongs to you, which is including also being able to go and be married. Rashi says, "A feel of the kaddish boisha." Rabbi Yossi Savar Keish, she says, just like fire, that when it says the lashon of fire, that ma esh laachila afunami lachila, just like esh is so to speak eaten up, so too this is also eaten up. Rashi says, "Chelko shel Aaron." Hushva lechelko shel mizbeach, ma mizbeach lachila, avkoin lachila v'lo davar acher, and not for anything else. Talk to Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said that he learned the two of them learned it from the same pasuk. And now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, beep, turn the page. Nun gimel, nimnu v'gamru. They decided to take a vote and to figure out what the halacha should be. How the Shabbos can be Gedeshes or Ainu Gedeshes. Their vote came out with, survey says, Hamakash Bechelko, Ben Kochim Kochim, Ben Kochim Kalim, Lo Kidesh, it doesn't work. No, nothing doing, it is not good. V'Rav Amar Adayin Hi Machlokas. Rav says, no, it's still a Machlokas. Says the first Rashi, we got a Bach on the scene over here, Amdu. Okay. Nimdu V'Gamru, Amdu V... Laminyan v'ravu v'rabu ha'omrim in Megudeshes. There was a majority of people that said it's not Megudeshes. Ubatlu amotam and zvata, the ones that are smaller than v'chos mehem v'gamru lomer in Megudeshes, not married. It doesn't work. However, Rav argues this is a daini machlokas. It's still a machlokas. That is lo amdu laminyan v'lo chazab or behuda. They did not get up to count, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't leave from his position to say that they are married. Amar Abaye, Kavaseidu of Yochanan Mistaber. That which of Yochanan says makes sense. Etanya, the fact that you say that the Namik Kedushas makes sense. Etanya to the Brisa of Anayin Shein Cholkim and Nachos Kenegas Vachim. How do we know that a Kohen is not able to go out and split up the Mincha, the Karb Mincha, Keneged, opposite Zvachim? Meaning to say, one Kohen can't say to another, you take my chelik of the mincha, and I'm going to take your chelik of the chazza and the shok of the animal that you get, right? Remember, a mincha is made out of flour, and a zevach is from an animal. So he says, "Ein cholkem anachos keneged zvachim." You can't start like playing games. There, Rashi says, "Kfi damim lomer tulata mincha v'ni chazza v'shok o baser chatas v'ashem." Tamad lomer. How do you can't do that? V'chol mincha asher te'afeh b'tanor, and every mincha that you bake in the oven, l'chol b'nei Aharon tiyah, should be for all b'nei Aharon. Says Rashi, mashma shebemincha atzma yichelku kol b'nei Aharon. You got to be mechalik the actual mincha itself, and you can't put it for something else. Yachalu yachluku minachos keneged zvachim. You thought, okay, so you're not able to go ahead and split up the mincha opposite the zvachim. Why is that the case? Shelo kamu tachteim bedalus, because a mincha isn't able to take over and substitute for a zevach in the case when someone's poor. We know that there are certain types of karbonos that if you can't afford it, then you do less. But when you have animals, the lowest you can go to is birds, and you can't go down to that, so you can't connect them. Aval yachaku menachos can get ofos, but you should be able to go ahead, and just like in the case we have to bring certain carbon, Rashi says, can I give chatas of? If you don't have chatas of, you can't afford it, you're able to give from flour. So those do have sheches one to the next. Sharei kamu tachteim b'dalos, because that's why, you know, if someone's poor, they can't do it. Tamad lomar, v'chol nasib mercheses l'chol b'nei aron tiyeh, that even within that, you're not able to go and split up. Rashi says, dekulu kor yisera ninu, d'matzi d'mechtav kol mincha l'chol b'nei aron tiyeh, lomar l'lefrushe kol b'nei minachos. So why is it going through v'chol nasib mercheses? Every mercheses, there's different types of karbonos mincha. One type is a mercheses, which is like a deep pan, it's like a deep fry. And the pasuk says about that, all of those should be to Aaron, means you can't even split that up. So it's okay. Yachalo yachlo menachos. Can I get off? Is the reason why you can't do it? Shalom minei damim v'alom minei kmochim, because the when it comes to the birds, that's dam. You sprinkle the dam, but when it comes to menachos, so that's just mincha. It's flour. Aval yachlo ofos. Can I get zvachim? But you should be able to go ahead and substitute and trade and give up one for the other when it comes to the concept of birds, keneged zvachim, because both of those are animals. Shehalalu v'alalu minei damim. They're both blood that's sprinkled. Tamid lomer v'al machavas. And also, machavas is the shallow type of pan. So since it says you give also in the shallow pan, we don't need that over here to teach you about the mincha. You can't split it up. So if you're able to go ahead and apply it into another area. Rashi says, emeinu inyan l'menachos keneged zvachim shenam minan. The reason you can't do that by ofos is vachem shalom ma'asim ma'aseim biyad v'alo ma'aseim bekli, because when you do the carbon of the of, it's done with the nail, the back of the neck, that's with the yad. I'm not sure what I said, so I'm going to back it up. You would have thought you can't lo yachlo ofos keneged zvachem. The reason why you can't do birds for animals, because one of them is with the hand, and one of them is with a knife in order to do it. Avyachlo menachos keneged menachos. You could do different types of menachos. Shalal levalo maaseim biyad, but the one with the hand. Tamid lomer v'chol mincha belula b'shemen l'chol b'nei Aaron. Any mincha that's mixed with oil shall belong to all of Aaron's sons. So the fact that it doubled up over there is coming to teach us that you're not even allowed to do that. Lo yachal, lo yachal, machafos keneged machashas. You can't do the shallow pan for the deep pan, or machashas keneged machavas, or the deep one for the shallow. Shazuma seim rakim, zuma seim kashim, because the deep pan one is very soft, and the stuff that the dough that comes out is more soft, and the other one is going to be harder. Lo yachal machafos keneged machavas. Maybe you can do one type of mincha against the other, like a shallow to a shallow. Right, or meches keneged meches, or a deep fry to a deep fry. Shalal v'alal meisim kosher. Both of them are hardy. Nami meisim rakim. Both of them soft. Tamid lomer v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tia, or that is dry shall belong to all of Aaron's son. And again, it's doubling up. If it's huge, you can't even do that. The last idea here is yachalu yachalu b'kodesh kadoshim. You would think that maybe it's only by kachim kachim, yachal yachal b'kachim kachim, or yachal b'kachim kalim, as you can do it with kachim kalim. Tamad lama ish ke'achiv, and v'samachlei im al toda, says every man alike, and if he brings a toda, kishim she'ein cholkim b'kachim kachim, just so you can't do it by kachim kachim, kach ein cholkim b'kachim kalim, you don't do it by kachim kalim as well. And we're going to go on a tangent of a tangent now. Ish, when it says a pasuk ish, it's coming to tell us, ish cholek afilu balmum, a man, meaning an adult man, is able to go out and get from it, Rashi's lama ute katan, and he has a share in the karbonos with his kohanim, even ish cholek afilu balmum, even his balmum. Rashi says, af heim hayu matliyim be'etzim u'mafshitim u'minachtchim b'shochtim. It's talking about the kohanim that have their shmira. There were things that they were involved with doing, albeit different than the stuff in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Vein hakatan cholek v'afilu tam, and a katan can't do it even if he's tam, he has no issues. No mumen. Now let's get back on the map. Don't forget what we were talking about. If we were trying to do something, this was the tangent in order to show a point over here. We saw that Rabbi Huda had mentioned that if a person goes ahead and gets married with their chelek, then it's going to be good. And then we said no, that there was a change of heart over there. And the Gemara says that now the Gemara wanted to point out and say, what are you talking about over here? You want to say, it makes more sense to say, like Rav Yochanan, that Rabbi Huda changed his mind because of everything we just said. And how does that, why, when it comes out? It comes out that we saw that a Kohen is not able to get, he's not able to even, you're not even able to split, like, Machmas, and so on and so forth, clearly you're not able to get married with it. How do we see? Because Stam Sifra, Mani, this whole thing we just quoted here was a Sifra. And a Stam Sifra, who is that? It's Rabbi Yehuda. But says Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Huda Ka'amar Lei, Hu Ka'amar, the less Bud Din Chaluka Klal. There's no ability of going and dividing and splitting one for the other. So obviously, they don't have the rights that belong to them to go do whatever they want, but they just have to eat from it. Shema mina, and therefore we see very straightforward that Yehuda is retracting what he said over there, that if one gets married to this woman using his own chelik, that's going to be good. And we end by saying it is not going to be a good kiddushin. Now we're going to see on the other side, that's Rav's side, who says that, no, it's not true. He didn't back off over there. And it's not Megudeshes. Rava says, okay, Rav, Milo Tanya, what Rav doesn't have his own braisa to back himself up. By the time we learned that a braisa, this is talking about when they give it the lechem upon him during the bias sheni. And the small amount that each coin got wasn't enough to be able to go ahead and satiate and satisfy them. We learned in a braisa. This is we're back to Yuma. Hatsenuim Moshrim is Yedeim. That was the more Tsenua ones. We used to go ahead and they would pull their hands back from taking from the Lechem upon them. Rashi explains this little history of here. Gabi Lechem upon him, Danya. It says that Arboim Shana for the 40 years, you saw this Gemara in Yuma Daflamites, for the 40 years that Shishim is Shimon Atzadik. Nishlecha bracha b'lechem apanim, it's bracha b'lechem apanim. The kol koin amigia kazayis, everyone got a kazayis. Yesh ochel v'savei, we used to eat and be satiated. Yesh ochel amosir, and somebody had left over. Mikan ve'elich, it was so blessed. Chan elich nishtalcha me'ira b'lechem, was a curse on it. Lechem apanim v'kol koin, hamigio kipul atznuim, they got like this very small amount, like a bean, right, that they would get over there. And, oh gosh, hold on, I lost the place here. Chol koin hamagio kipul. They would just get like the beans worth. Hatsnu emoshchem yudeim yimenu. They would take their hands away from it. Lo mahani lumidi. It wouldn't help them at all. V'gargarin on v'hagargarinin cholkin. There's nothing to come from having a tiny beans amount, and it wouldn't satiate them at all. They wouldn't even be yotze like an eating. And therefore, they would just leave it. He left it and took from another place. We see there is a din chaluka of splitting, of giving it over and switching and changing and exchanging. He says, it's your own money. They could use it. And we answer, as the Gemara is going to say, Liolam, Ein bo din chaluka. My cholkin, cholka magia ka'amar. Because she'enu shava lo chotev chelek was that he would be mechalikit, but the guy would be like a god if he would come and steal it from them. It says Nafnan Vav, Hanichnasim Cholkim Mitzafan Chelka Magio Kamar, Ba'od Shahisabo Bracha. Okay, the point is that, let's go back to this. Ba'otan Yerlington Ebrais, which goes and supports Rav, Atsunuim Moshchan Sedeim, they would go and pull their hands away, Vargar Gurunim Cholkim, they would be mechalikim. So we see clearly it's a Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, you have the ability of giving it over to your own mom, and so you can be married with it. So the Gemara, no, not a riot, because my chalkim, what does it mean to split up? Chotfin, it means that they would grab it. They would grab whatever they wanted. Kedigitani seifa. They weren't training, they were just grabbing, like it says in the seifa. Ma'is ve'echad shechotav chalkov v'chalik chavei, it was a guy who grabbed his chalik and his friend's chalik. V'ayu karnaso ben chamtzan ad yomosan. They called him ben chamtzan, which means the one who would be involved in extortion until the day of his death. Okay, says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi of Shila, I'm my Kura. What Pasuk brings that the word Ben Chamtzan means to extort? Elokai. Pasuk can tell him, Elokai, Paltini miyad Rosh Mikaf Ma'avel v'chometz. Ma'ashem, deliver me from the hand of a wicked one, from the hand of the sinner and the extorter. Rabbi Amar Rach, he says, we learn from here, Limdu heitev dirshu mishpat ashu chamotz. That is, learn benevolence, seek justice, and relieve the victimized. That's the chometz over here. Says Rashi, "Hechziku yad hanigzal la'tzilim yad oshko lo gesin hacha ella v'kama gavimin." Okay, fine. Beautiful Rashi. Next, we So the next part of the Mishnah, Ma'aser Sheni B'Mishogeg B'Mezer, look at this different mayor. When it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, you with B'Mishogeg B'Mezer, the mayor says it's no good. You're not married. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shogeg look at you with B'Mishogeg Ma'aser Sheni, then it's not married. Mezer Kiddush B'Mezer, did B'Mezer, then you are Mekadesh it. Now, says the Gemara, not immediately. Where does Rabbi Meir know this from? That if you do if you're with Ma'aser Sheni Shogeg or Mezer, that the Kiddush doesn't work. Where does he know from? Amar Rav Acha B'Yehuda Rav Mishmei the Gemara. It says in the name of the Gemara. In other words, there was as Rashi says, "Kach nikva b'Gemara b'shgura b'pi b'nei Beis Medrash." This is what was taught, and those in the Beis Medrash were well familiar. V'choma asar haaretz mizera haaretz mipri ha'etz, and every of the miser of the land from the grain of the earth or from the fruit of the tree, la shemu kodesh la shem. This is talking about Ma'aser Sheni LaHashem Hu, that it's to Hashem, like it belongs to Hashem. V'lo l'kadesh b'lisha, not to go and to marry a woman with it. That's where Meir is coming from. He says B'mishug B'mezid, it's going to be no good. Now we're going to see that lav dafka hari trumas Ma'aser. But what about trumas Ma'aser? That is that the levi is to take up from the Ma'aser, give it to a kohen. And it says by trumas Ma'aser the chsev, kein tarimu gamatem trumas. Trumas Hashem. So to shall you, meaning the Levi, has to think of Truma for Hashem for a Meiser. And so it's calling Trumas Meiser the Truma of Hashem. Utanana Mekadesh B'Trumos Mekadesh. If someone gets married with Trumos, then you taka arm Mekadesh, which means that you do own it. What's going on there? V'lok Siv B'La Hashem. It says, nah, it doesn't say over there, Kodesh La Hashem. So, Nishkin Araya, it says Trumas Hashem, not La Hashem. It looks of La Hashem, that it's to Hashem. It says Rashi Shetei Shalo, of a Trumas Hashem. It says Siva La Amhu, that Hashem was commanded on that. Ivory Chala de Siva, it says Titnu La Hashem. Utanana Rekabish of Trumas Mikudeshes. It says looks of Be Kodesh. Right, it says Tenu LaHashem, but it doesn't say the word Kodesh over there. But when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, it is. So the Gemara, very Shvia, sort of about the fact of Shemitah, the Sivbat says Yovel Hu Kodesh Tiyeh Lachem. Utanan Makadosh Mepir Shvia Mekudeshes. Who's going to do that? No, the Lok Sivbei LaHashem doesn't say LaHashem. Very Truma the Siv, it says Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem, Rishis Tavuos. Utanan Makadosh Mepir Mekudeshes. Ahu be Yisrael, Ksef. Says Gemara, when it says Kodesh Hashem, that's written to by a regular Yisrael, and it's not talking about Truma. Beep, turn the page. Nun Gimel Amabes. V'lav Amila Sham Mira, but don't you automatically learn from the Pasuk that Truma is also holy to Hashem? But since the Pasuk says that Ben Yisrael is holy to Hashem like the first of his fruits, it implies that his first fruits, meaning Truma, are also holy to Hashem, and they should be considered belonging to Hashem and can't be married. And Gemara, Tirgama Rav and Saba, commit the Rav, to give you another answer. Amar Kra, who? Behav Yasa Yehe. The Pasuk says, by Ma'aser Sheni, who? That it is to Hashem, which means, Behav Yasa Yehe, Ma'aser Sheni is what it is, what it's set up to be, and that means it's set up to be for Hashem. And therefore, it's Anim Kadeshes. That is Rabbi Meir. Okay, that was about Ma'aser Sheni. Now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah. It says, we ended with Ube Hekdesh. We're dealing with Hekdesh. Bemezid Kidesh, Beshogig Lo Kidesh, Divri Rabbi Meir. Meir comes and he says that if you do it with Hekdesh, Bemezid, then Taka is a good marriage. If you do it Beshogig, then it's no good. Rabbi Yudomer, Beshogig Kidesh. It's just the opposite. If the Meshig Shogeg then talk that you are married, but Meza located, if the Meza then you're not married. Let's break this down a little bit. Amar of Yaakov, Shamas Mina, the Rav Yochanan Tarti. I learned out from Rav Yochanan two things. Shigigas Meiser, Rav Yehuda. One about the Shigigas Meiser, meaning Meiser Sheni, according to Rav Yehuda. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion we said by Ma'aser Sheni that if you get married, that if a woman does it b'shogeg, that she's not married. And she goes, Hektish Rabbi Meir. And the shig of that he says that if shogeg by Hektish, that it's going to be no be good. Shneim ein isha miskashes is miskashes, neither of them are going to be married. Chadol fish ein isha wrote. So one case is because a woman doesn't want, meaning if she would have known, she wouldn't have accepted it. Therefore, it's no good. Rashi explains what that means is that bechadim in ayah period, she was explained to me about one of them, lefish ein isha wrote, in ma'isi yodas, she wouldn't want this, and she would know that this is a case. Lo kibla, so she wouldn't have accepted it. L'shem kiddushin v'haver lehu kiddushin tos, and for it's a mistake and no good. The other one's talking about that both of them didn't want this to be happening over here. Rashi says, Shani should know that I saw that, right? Yeah. And it goes on, v'chad l'fishen ishtem rotsim, both of them don't want, v'lo yudana hami now. I'm not sure which one, Be'ezim, Tala Be'isha, Be'ezim, Tala Be'ishtem. Rashi says the previous one, V'chad L'fishen Shtem Rotsim, the Nafka Mina Deba'ahi Deparish Bar of Yochanan L'fishen Isha Rotsa. That which it says, that the woman doesn't want it, Im B'daknua V'amra Rotsa, and if we would check it, she said, I wanted it, V'ein Makbed, she said, I'm Makbed, in a Tzrichan Livdo Gosorim, T'chakim, the Mistama, Minach Nechale, that he actually wants it. So we don't know which one is going on which. Amr of Yermia, Nechseana, let's break it down. Meiser, when it comes to Meiser, Shani, so it makes sense to say, Ihi lo Nichala, she wouldn't want to go get to accept it for Kedushin, Mishum Tircha Doraisa, Tircha Dorcha, because the Tircha of traveling, because now she can't eat it unless she brings it up to Yerushalayim. That's Meiser Shani. But for him, it is Nicha, the nickname Itzla Mamela, because now he's getting a wife without having to go and do work to her. I says, Bechinam, Belotoro, without any sort of work. Ella Hektish, but when it comes to Hektish, Tarvaya lo Nichel hu de Nitchil Hektish al Yadayu. They both would rather not have Hektish become Poda through their. Through them, Rashi says, "Udaver Isser, Karnakosef Moale Maal, Vim Kiddushenain, Harin Eschal, There Bim Eschalich, Zuhi Hotzeiso Kishotziyam, Rishus Gavah, Venasulah." It's taking out of its state of Gavah and giving it to him. So therefore, it must be in reference to Rabbi Meir Shtickle about not knowing the marriage with Hector. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that. Both of them would not want to be doing it. That would make it no good. Period. For Yaakov Amar, he says, he didn't know which one was going. Ifcha Mestabi says the opposite makes sense to say that Milo Ika Lameimar. Can't we say that Maisa, when it comes to Maisa, Sheini, Ihi Lo Nichala, she doesn't want it, Mishim Ticha to Archa, because of traveling, and Ihu Lo Nichale, he doesn't want it either to marry her with that, Mishim Umsa to Archa, because of the onus that he has to now do. If that is, it's not really worth the shiva pruta until he brings it to Yerushalayim. So the same thing, he's going to also not want to give with the Maaser Sheni because he has to make sure that he brings it up to Yerushalayim, that he marries her with it over there. And what if it gets lost in the meantime and all that jazz? So therefore, Rav Yochanan's pshat that both don't want to be getting married with this might actually work with Rav Yehuda's din. Ela Hektish, but it comes to Hektish. Bishlami lo nichala. Okay, it's something that she wouldn't want. The Nischal Hektish al Yada, because now she's deconsecrating it through her hands. Ela Iyu, but him, Milo Nichale, is it something not good for him? The nickname is Samamela. Is this something? He ends up marrying her without having to do too much work. Rashi says, work. Rafa Pisha, Allah, Lashalim, the Hektish used to be Hektish. Hashta Mio Nichal, it's so good for him now, because Shema in Lamishalo, Akshav Kulam, maybe he doesn't have anything that belongs to him right now. So therefore, maybe it's Rabbi Meir, it's according to Rabbi Meir's din, in the case of Hektish, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that a woman alone is not willing to get married with it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop here, picking up, asking a series of questions. Until next time, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.